from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center. This is WACV Coosada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason in Washington. The Justice Department is asking a federal judge not to unseal the affidavit that cleared the way for the FBI raid on former President Trump's home in Florida. This is Mr. Trump demands transparency and release of the affidavit. First Lady Jill Biden testing positive for COVID-19. She is said to suffer mild symptoms similar to those of a cold. Officer down. It happened last night in Miami following a car chase and a shootout. A Miami-Dade police officer shot and wounded, hospitalized in critical condition. The suspect, wanted in connection with an armed robbery, was fatally shot. West Virginia Governor Jim Justice declaring a state of emergency in two southern counties that have been slammed by flooding from heavy rains this week. Wall Street, the Dow is up 175 points. More details at srnnews.com.
If you're considering protecting your retirement with gold or silver, listen up. Mark Davis here. One company I trust for this, Advantage Gold, the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. They've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because they really educate their clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. Call 800-900-8000. 800-900-8000. Talk to one of their experts. They can send you a free gold kit along with a free copy of the Wall Street Journal national bestseller, The Great Devaluation. Number again, 800-900-8000. Don't wait any longer. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value, all from Advantage Gold. 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Call Advantage Gold today. 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
The Rich Thomas Weather Network, brought to you by Victory Land.
It's nonstop gaming action at Victory Land Casino. You'll find the latest and greatest games featuring bonuses and big jackpots. Wager on horse and greyhound racing and try your luck on our sports parlay.
Rich Thomas Weather!
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s, and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit-or-miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid-90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms, possibly. Then, Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours, and the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
CBNS Bank has digital banking solutions to help you keep up. Check balances, pay bills, and much more. Learn more at cbsbank.com. Charges and fees may apply from your cellular service provider. Contact your service provider for information. Member FDIC.
Alabama News Network, I'm David Lamb. The Alabama Democratic Party has tagged Montgomery attorney Monica Arrington to replace Sabrina Martin on the November ballot. Arrington's name will be on the ballot for Montgomery County Circuit Judge. Martin had her nomination for the judgeship revoked by the Democratic Party last month. Auburn police have arrested a man on several child sex-related charges. Police arrested 24-year-old Tyler Fox of Auburn on Friday. He was arrested on felony warrants charging him with sexual abuse of a child less than 12 years old, sexual torture, production of child pornography, and possession of child pornography. The Associated Press has just released its top 25 football poll. Alabama is ranked number one. They are followed by Ohio State and Georgia. Other SEC teams in the poll, Texas A&M is ranked number six. Further down the poll, Arkansas, Kentucky, and Ole Miss come in at number 19, 20, and 21. Auburn is unranked but did receive votes. For these stories and more, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm David Lamb.
This hour of news and views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Is your cell phone or iPad cracked, broken, or not working right? Don't let the big carrier stores sucker you into a new $1,100 device. Let XI Repair fix your device today. XI Repair fixes cell phones, computers, laptops, iPads, game consoles, drones, and more. Their certified technicians fix hundreds of devices every day. When your device needs care, call XI Repair, 334-777-1234, or Google XI Repair.
Hi, this is Bo Goodson from the Goodson Group with your updated market report. We've been through more than a half a year of transactions in the River region, and here's your report. The MLS system reported over 4,400 sales and closings in the River region so far in 2022, or over 700 sales per month. The market is still strong despite the increase in the interest rate for borrowers. Houses are selling very quickly, and multiple offers on properties is still the norm. A newer part to the market are off-market sales, meaning homes that are selling to buyers without ever going on the market, which makes it easier on both buyer and seller because you're only dealing with one contract at a time. Knowing a broker that sells off-market and an agent that can gain access to available homes in a market with only 800 homes on the market is essential. For the list of homes you may be interested in now, call your source, the Goodson Group, at 551-0225 or Bo Goodson Direct at 221-2883. Bo Goodson, the Goodson Group.
Being here with Just Blinds in Prattville, I want to keep you from experiencing the disappointment of buying your next blinds or shades from one of those big box stores. Or, even worse, from one of those internet companies with lots of empty promises and cheap products made outside of the USA. Just Blinds is committed to delivering the best in American-made window treatments and the latest in motorization and smart home options. Don't be disappointed. Visit Just Blinds Showroom in Prattville today or online at gojustblinds.com.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
It's time for news and views from 9 till noon, Montgomery's conversational radio show. To join the conversation, call 272-9228. It's news and views from 9 till noon, only on News Talk 93.1 FM.
News and views from 9 till noon. I'm your host, Joey Clark. Eddie Bader's in the house.
Hey, Joey.
How you doing, Eddie? Now, you just provided me with one of my favorite conspiracies I've ever heard. I mean, the first I'm hearing of this when you just told me off air. Could you share with the class, I mean the audience?
Oh, the reason they stopped teaching cursive?
Yeah, why did they stop teaching kids cursive?
Because all the old rules and laws were written in cursive, and they don't want us to be able to read them.
It's brilliant.
I saw a teacher
on TikTok. Not stupid at all.
Teacher on TikTok put it out, and as much as I was giggling, and so was she kind of gave the wink at the end, like, now you know.
I like it. Okay, now the judge orders hearings on search warrant materials. Huh. So the Trump world now wants the affidavits that got this raid, the warrant for the raid on Mar-a-Lago, they want the affidavits released. DOJ saying, we're not going to do that. That'll reveal too many of our sources, investigative methods. Yeah, and sources, right.
So it's an easy thing to hide behind?
And so it looks like there's now a hearing on those search warrant materials. We'll see where the... Oh, Emily Campagna's looking fantastic today.
I tell you what, if
Anybody got her number? I want to ask her out.
I can get you her number. I don't...
She'll probably be like, who's this fat ass from Alabama?
No, Joey, if I call her and set it up first, it'll be fine. If you just call her and cold call her, we might have an issue.
Yeah, but so they stopped teaching cursive because they don't want us to be able to read the old laws. That and also, like, I can still, you know, sign something. I still have a signature I can put on something. Sure. Like, I guess if they don't teach cursive, you just got to start with your signature, just learn the basic letters of your name.
Yeah, because...
Or do you put X's down now these days?
I was going to ask
you. Are we getting
you,
that dumb?
If I haven't, don't know how to write my signature in cursive... A signature is not a signature if it's printed, correct?
It can be. I mean, have you seen Trump's?
Nah.
It's like it's a slanty print job. It's not exactly
in
cursive.
Kind of thing.
No, but it's very distinct. That's what you need in a signature. It just needs to be
exactly
distinct. Right. Well, heck, I'll do mine real quick.
Okay.
And I know this is a lot of fun for the listening audience, but does this look like what my name is?
No.
Right.
Look, he just wrote me a prescription and that was
exactly.
The doctor who signed it.
No, but it's I can do it again. It's pretty consistent. So that's unique, it's consistent. You can tell I did it. That's the whole point, I suppose.
Oh, yeah. When we go to closings and these people are signing 10, 12, 14 documents, you see the beginning, their first signature. Towards the end, it has changed.
Right.
You sign it that many times in a row, it tends to take on more of an X and just a slash.
272-9228. Our phones are down.
Yeah.
We had good momentum. We had a lot of calls earlier today.
You pissed off Ma Bell, Joey.
I know. What the heck is this? I was just tired of the stupidity. And seriously, it brought back memories. That's what drove me nuts about what you and Duke were doing there.
Yeah.
I love you both. But, like, it brought back memories of my dad and his dad, Granddaddy. May he rest in peace, Granddaddy.
Yeah.
He would watch CNN all day, every day. CNN and MSNBC. My dad would watch Fox News the whole time. And we'd go over for, you know, big breakfast in the morning, go hang out by the pool at my granddaddy's house, or they love to play spades and all the stuff. And half the time, it would just get into a shouting match between those two.
Now, let me ask you, did
and
it
all of
get
us would be
ugly,
like,
or did it just...
And sometimes it would get to the point where one of them had to walk away. And it was loud. And, like, it was... They would yell at each other. But no, I think half the time what my granddaddy loved doing was riling my dad up.
Sure.
Yeah, he just like yanking his chain.
Now, as of many years that I worked in a factory and worked like that, this is what we did regularly. You would come in the morning with no other purpose. I see Joey, fix to rile his chain.
Mm-hmm.
And go stick you a few times and walk away. And then the rest of the day, you're like, I got to get him
back. Eddie, have you been losing weight?
One more person asked me that. I swear to God, I'm going to smack the crap out of him.
It's stuff like that, yeah.
I didn't know I was that fat.
You been on any dates lately, Joey? No.
You don't like hearing that, Joey?
No, I don't. Just reminds me of the harsh reality of being a millennial these days. You know, so many people got it figured out. Got married in college.
They didn't get it figured out, Joey.
Yeah, but it drives me nuts sometimes. The back and forth. I would look at my dad and my grandfather and be like, do either of you have power?
No.
No.
No. But from a bachelor's point of view, let me remind you of something.
Yeah.
You find a man in his 60s,
mm-hmm.
okay, that's not married. Stand him next to a man that's married.
In his 60s.
Mm-hmm.
Same age.
Same age. Stand him right next to
him. One married, one not married.
I can tell you the married one from the non-married one.
Really? How do you tell?
The married one has a little bit more of a broken look about him.
A broken look?
Yeah. His spirit has been broken. Compromise is what they like to call it, but... And then again, you go to the 50s. I can see a married man from a non-married man. Get that same look, just not as broken.
Yeah, but what about the guy who never got married and he's incredibly lonely now and has no children?
He thinks he's lonely. He really thinks he's lonely.
Yeah.
Agreed, he thinks he's lonely.
That can break you too.
Not necessarily. You can always, when you're one, you can always go have fun.
So there's one of my favorite, now I can talk in cursive, but this poem's not in cursive.
Okay.
It's very simple. It's almost like a sentence or two. There are worse things than being alone.
Yes.
But most folks don't realize that until it's too late, and there's nothing worse than too late. 272-9228. Oh, is our number working? That way we can stop sharing old family stories and talking about poetry. But I always like that poem because you realize, you know what? You came into the world alone for the most part. I mean, you had to be born from somebody, and you're going to leave alone, but you got your memories, you got your friends, and when you come to peace with the harder parts of life, well, then you can enjoy it. Once you stare the unpleasant facts in the face, then you can have some fun.
Now, honestly, all men do not look broken like that, but many do.
What is it? I'm not married, and I'm interested in getting married.
You stand a little bit taller than most married men.
Yeah, I know, but like... Why is that? I thought marriage was...
Compromise. Compromise.
Hmm. Yeah, but isn't this just an outward thing? Like, if you had to... Maybe this is what you mean by broken. Say you had the opportunity to leave. Like, here's a hall pass, honey. I think a lot of guys would be like, I don't know what to do with that.
Sure, a lot of guys don't. I'm just kidding. My wife is laughing her butt off at me right now.
I
sound all confident. Let me tell you just what a moron I am. I've had women hit on me before,
yeah.
And my wife had to be the one to tell me. I was clueless. At Vegas one time, I hit slots. Machine was going crazy.
And all these women started hitting on
this lady come up, oh, you hit. I'm like, I had no idea. My wife immediately jumped in. He didn't hit nothing. Get out of here. And before I could even realize what happened, she knew they were hitting on me.
Yeah.
And she didn't put up with that.
Yeah. All of a sudden, did I become better looking or are these Russian spies something else?
But at the same time, I become such a buffoon. It only takes like a minute for the girl to go, oh, you're an idiot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You just got lucky. Actually, that's the perfect. A lucky idiot? Man, you can get a lot of money out of that guy.
It's a lot easier being lucky than good, Joey.
272-9228. Again, Jill Biden has COVID. I hope she's all right. I hope she's okay.
I got a feeling she'll be just fine.
And, like, all the Trump world seems to be under siege. Whether it's Peter Navarro, Steve Bannon still, though they seem undeterred. Sloppy They're still Steve. Out there, Sloppy Steve.
Every time.
One of my favorite Trump nicknames. You know, Sloppy Steve got a little too big for his britches up here.
It fits like a glove with
it. No, it seems like they're back in good graces with one another. And there are a lot of folks promising that Merrick Garland means business, that an indictment of
scorned.
Former President Trump.
He's scorned, dude.
Well, then why doesn't he go after Mitch McConnell? Because that's who kept Merrick Garland off the high court.
Because I think he knows he can't do anything with Mitch.
Right.
It's easy to go after somebody as polarized.
Nobody can go after cocaine Mitch. You know how many knives have been out for cocaine Mitch McConnell?
Not enough.
Like, so many knives that somebody said, hey, he used to, you know, shuttle cocaine around, and he just owned it. Isn't that where the name came from?
Cocaine Mitch.
They put out Cocaine Mitch shirts from his own campaign.
It was, if I remember, he owns a couple big boats, and one of them big boats had a couple tons of cocaine come over.
Yeah, but, he's not the captain of the ship.
I believe that was his excuse.
Right, I just run a big corporation. Like, I can't control all these things. That's why I have liability insurance.
Right.
That's why I have a whole team of lawyers. So we can get away with murder, essentially, but I'm never held accountable.
Right.
Yeah.
Everything's at arm's length, brother.
Well, I guess the phones aren't working because as soon as we were about to bring Crawdad on, it dropped again.
Yep.
Isn't it a lot of fun here to do a talk radio show with no working phones? Anyway, Diet Coke did turn 40.
How many people did it kill the longest lifetime?
I don't think Diet Coke's the problem. You sure?
What did they put in there for sweetener?
I don't even know.
Straight up cancer.
That's not what they...
They pour it right out of the cancer.
Do you remember Nuke Coke?
Yes.
I was still dead. I wasn't born until 88.
I remember that whole thing. It was fun advertising, but Nuke Coke did taste different. I remember Pepsi Clear.
Was it good?
No, it just tasted like a sweeter Coke to me. That was it. But what was funny was all the people, and my mom, I think, was one of them, was like, I want my original Coca-Cola back. What are you doing? I want my original Coca-Cola back.
Well, you can still buy it, ma'am.
Well, they had that.
Oh,
for
wait,
a while.
No, they pulled it off
right,
the old Coca-Cola
shelves. Which, what a good scam that was, because I guarantee when it came back. It
actually,
was a
I'm
bit
noticing
higher.
That, and I don't think it's a scam. It's just happening around this far. I think it's happening everywhere. Like, you'll see a restaurant close down. Because, like, I'll give it for instance, there's a little bar downtown that's pretty cool, pretty swanky, called Lower Lounge. It's right underneath Tower Tap Room.
Okay.
Or that water tower, the little tiny thing.
Yeah.
Down there, downtown. You go into Tower Tap Room, and then you go down some stairs, and it's really cool. Swanky, kind of plush couches, nice. Bunch of tables, like, bar downstairs. It's a cool hangout. And they closed down for a while because they're short-staffed. Now they're back open.
So much joy.
But they're back open now because they've been staffed up. And a lot of places have done that recently, like great old restaurants and whatnot.
I've seen that a lot in restaurants. And I hate saying it, but I've been in some of the restaurants, and you can tell they're hiring anybody they can hire because they're just trying to keep the doors open. And not everybody's out to be a waiter or a waitress.
Now, I'm just reading this. January 6th, pipe bomber.
Oh, they caught him?
No. Still haven't caught him. January 6th, pipe bomber's mechanical timer detonates Fed's erection lie. This is from Revolver News, an exclusive by them. And let's read this.
Okay.
I'm reading it for the first time as I'm sharing it with y'all. It's been fully 19 months since the events of January 6th. And the FBI's explanation for the January 6th pipe bombs is in fundamental conflict with a growing body of widely available facts. Interesting. This was the one thing from January 6th I was really curious about. Everything else seemed pretty apparent. what was happening.
Right.
But I was like, who was the pipe bomber? Because he laid bombs at both the RNC and the DNC, I believe. I'm assuming it's a he. I don't know if he's gender fluid or something.
Yeah, Joey.
Who knows?
Women can make bombs, too.
Thank you for that. Revolver News has chronicled the chasm between the official story and the mounting inconsistencies, and they've been doing a whole series on this. But five facts about the pipe bombs are particularly strange, and their significance has never been fully explicated or connected. We will attempt to do so here. So what are the five facts? Number one, the pipe bombs, according to the Capitol Police Chief Stephen Sund and Inspector General, were planted as a quote-unquote diversion to distract law enforcement shortly before 1 p.m., when the breach of the Capitol's perimeter was just getting started. According to the official timeline, the breach started just 1 minute after Capitol Police were informed about pipe bombs just 2 to 3 city blocks away. The pipe bomber, fact two. The pipe bomber used an old-fashioned mechanical timer with a one-hour max time setting, but planted the bombs at roughly 8 p.m. the night before January the 6th, 17 hours before they were found. Fact 3. The pipe bombs were constructed with no remote detonation ability, meaning their purpose as a diversion relied solely on the quote-unquote luck of being found at the right time between noon and 1 p.m. to match the one-hour timer appearing to target the 1 p.m. congressional certification vote. Fact 4. The first pipe bomb was found at about 12:40 p.m., with 20 minutes left on the timer, perfectly matching the exact timing needed both to divert police as the breach began at 12:50 p.m., and to convince police the bomb was timed to the 1 p.m. congressional vote. The timer didn't just, and this is number five, fact five, the timer didn't just have 20 minutes left, it was left stuck on the 20-minute dial. Did the pipe bomber just happen to luck into the craziest coincidence of the century, that his pipe bombs happened to be discovered at just the right time to create the desired diversion from the initial attack on the Capitol perimeter that began at 12:50 p.m., just 10 minutes before Congress's 1 o'clock session to certify the electoral votes? Or did the pipe bomber somehow know the bombs would be found at exactly 20 minutes to 1 p.m.? And if he did know that, how did he know that? A careful analysis of the implications of such questions turns out to be absolutely devastating to the official narrative of the January 6 pipe bombs. Huh. This is a long, long piece, folks. I don't know if I'm going to be able to share all this here. I'll tell you what. Go to revolver.news. Revolver.news. Put that into your URL search bar. Revolver.news. And the headline is January 6th Pipe Bomber's Mechanical Timer Detonates Fedsurrection Lie. Huh. Yeah, because they laid this out in detail. And we really don't have time to go into all the ins and outs of it.
What's your take on that, Joe?
It doesn't seem to add up. If those are the five facts, right. It seems way too much of a coincidence.
That's kind of my thing.
Oh, and there's Tim Kennedy on the screen. You know who that fellow is?
It looks like somebody was involved in Trump's thing a while back.
No, he was a former, not Navy SEAL, Army Ranger, I think? I don't know. He was Special Forces. So I think he came out of the Army, but he worked with everybody else, Special Forces. And he was actually, him and another guy, single-handedly saved a lot of people out of Afghanistan. Yeah, they were there in Afghanistan, and they were there on the ground saving people, people from house to house, trying to get them into the airport. And some of the things those folks saw, the desperation of so many.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that was...
It's hard to keep track of everything going on. The desperation in Afghanistan and Ukraine.
I got an idea. Hmm. Just draw everybody back. Just bring everybody back. Slowly but surely.
Mm-hmm.
Bring them back.
All the troops?
Not all, but a good many.
Hmm.
We've got, I don't think that we were overextended by no means, but I think we got too much out there.
Yeah.
I think they could be, some could be moved from one place to another. And
but again, it's Election Day in Wyoming.
Also in Alaska, I believe.
Yes.
Murkowski's up.
Yeah, Murkowski's up, and then Sarah Palin, you betcha. She's running to be a member of Congress. How would you like to see Sarah Palin next to Lauren Boebert and Marjorie Taylor Greene?
Not a fan.
You don't want to drill, baby, drill?
Not with her, no. Not a fan.
You're not a fan of Sarah Palin? What happened between you two?
I just, not my kind of people. Okay. Gotta remember, okay, she ran for governor. This was the last straw for her. She ran for governor. She got governorship. 2 years into it, she quit. I got nothing for nobody like that. You wasted all of the taxpayers' money. And the reason she, well.
Yeah, but John McCain offered to make her VP. You're going to turn down that offer?
You know how we call Biden an old fool?
Yeah. Yeah. No, it's interesting. Like, when she was announced, it really popped up John McCain's number. It really did. And then the economy went into the toilet. And I think McCain pulled that whole, let's stop the election for campaigns for a while. Go to D.C. together. And as Americans, we'll all join together and fight with me, Barack. We'll fight the inflation. And Barack Obama's like, what do you mean stop the campaign and you dope?
Exactly.
Yeah, it's like, no, we're trying to win the highest office in the land.
Did you slow it down a little bit?
My goodness gracious. Yeah, it's because McCain didn't have anything when it came to answering that economic problem.
No.
Our political history, say starting the clock around the year 2000, say after 9/11. Oh, what a wild time to be alive. That's when you look back on it.
One thing that gets so frustrating with the United States, we have so many opportunities given to us regularly to make things right or make things better, and we just squander them.
Mm-hmm.
And it's not you or me, Joey. It's the same morons that we keep electing.
I mean, we squander our own personal opportunities, I'm sure.
I'm sure I do a few, but I can't afford to squander them like the U.S. does, or I'd be broke.
Right. That's what you get, though, for living off your own money. When you live off of other people's money and you're allowed to take it, steal it from people legally, yeah, you can make a lot of mistakes. In fact, when you make mistakes, you get to take more of their money.
Is that company hiring?
No, that's the thing. It's like, we screwed up. 9/11 happened. We missed the terrorists. So that means we need to create a whole new department and take more of your liberties and money.
Yes.
Interesting how that works. This part of the program, in fact, this entire hour, brought to you by James Cold and Cold Plumbing. And they're Cold Plumbing. Well, they can help you with any emergency plumbing needs. Say you have a burst pipe within your home or outside in your yard that's flooding everything. You want to get that solved and stopped immediately before it causes more damage and more problems and just runs up that water bill. And so have Cold Plumbing on your speed dial at 279-8919. That's 279-8919. They're number one in the number two business for many reasons. The number one reason is, well, the people. Great folks there, including James Cole himself. They also have this, though, proprietary pipelining technology. So if you do have a burst pipe, say, inside your home or out in your yard, they're not going to have to dig up a huge hole in your yard or tear out a bunch of drywall within the home. No, with precision and expertise, they can solve the problem with minimal discomfort to you in your home. And even if you don't have an emergency, maybe you want to upgrade to, say, a tankless water heater. You're tired of running out of hot water in the morning.
Yeah.
Maybe you want a wider toilet. Because you're getting fatter. Or a taller toilet because, well, you don't want to fall down on the thing when you're trying to do your business. Maybe you want to get fancy and install a bidet. Or just run a new water line as you're renovating a home. It could be you want to build a new, like, add-on shed in the back, like a man cave.
With some water out there.
Yeah, it's nice to have some water out there.
Right.
Cold Plumbing can help you with all of that. So, again, their number, 279-8919. And just remember, folks, when you have trouble with your bowl,
call on Cold, Joe.
That's right, Eddie. More news and views from 9 to noon. Our phones still don't work. Oh, look, white teachers are being laid off first in Minneapolis. Or Minneapolis? Minneapolis? Minneapolis?
What's Prince got to say about that?
He's dead.
Oh. Damn.
Oh, he had some stuff.
Oh, I don't doubt that.
Ever heard the song Dear Mr. Man?
No. You have to share it with me.
I think Cornel West hadn't helped inspire that one. I think the final line is, in other words, we tired of y'all. Yeah. Such is America.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
Get money.
Montgomery, talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
This is your roving reporter, and today I am talking with Thor.
Hey man, what's shaking?
Now Thor, I understand you are the god of thunder.
That's right man, me and Mjolnir have power over thunder and lightning and stuff like that, you know?
So I guess you don't have time to worry about money matters.
No man, that's why we have David Earnest.
You mean the people of Asgard use David Earnest as their financial guy?
Oh yeah man, everybody knows the numbers. Like 334-279-7431 or 205-479-0839.
There you have it, folks. Direct from the God of Thunder.
Yeah, man. That's me.
You know, I saw your last movie, and it seemed to me you got roughed up a little more than you usually do.
Yeah, man. It was a rough shoot.
Yeah. I'll bet some mornings you were pretty Thor. Why did you throw your hammer?
Just move over about 2 inches. You'll find out.
Big during the Mohawk Summer Sale going on now at Prattville Carpet, with over 30 select carpets now discounted up to 20% off the fully installed price. Also, for a limited time, receive a pet pad for 50% off with any purchase. Now is the time to update your home's flooring, and with 12-month interest-free financing, it has never been easier. Call 285-8117 to schedule your free measurement, or visit us online at prattvillecarpet.com. It's that simple. Prattville Carpet. We're more than just carpet.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along. Which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. It finds them for you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job in ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now, you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free at ZipRecruiter.com/radio. That's ZipRecruiter.com/radio. ZipRecruiter.com/radio.
Domestic violence does not discriminate. No two victims face the same challenges. Blue Water Broadcasting and Chico's Auto Pros asks you to help us shine a light on domestic violence in the River Region by helping victims and survivors from the Family Sunshine Center get on their feet while transitioning from the shelter to safe living. Drop off your donation of household supplies such as kitchen supplies, bedroom and bathroom essentials, and cleaning supplies to Chico's Auto Pros in Montgomery. Better price, better experience, guaranteed. Donate what you can and help us shine a light on domestic violence benefiting the Family Sunshine Center. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Chico's Auto Pros.
To find out how you can help, go to newstalk931.com.
This hour of News and Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on News Talk 93.1. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Joey Clark.
Welcome back to News and Views from 9 till noon. Again, a judge schedules a hearing to potentially unseal FBI Mar-a-Lago raid records. And you remember the name Cash Patel, Eddie?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, helped really with investigating the investigators.
Mm-hmm.
Well, he has a theory out there now that, well, the FBI, because they have another ongoing counterintelligence investigation, they can make all the Russiagate documents classified again.
Sure. How easy is that?
This is just frustrating. Incredibly frustrating. Is John Durham still a special counsel?
I seen him the other day at the Royal Buffet. He wasn't working on much except some fried chicken. So I kind of feel like he's still there, but...
Yeah, that is the weirdest damn thing.
I think if he
that
does...
That he's still there, still investigating
quietly. But if he does
quietly,
too much, won't they kind of just put him out? I think that's...
I'm sure that seems to be the style of this current DOJ.
Yeah. I mean, he's got to come in really... with the stuff well-known, I guess. Because
though that might be too obvious for them, even. Yeah. Now, they could come up with some excuse, some reason. But
oh, yeah.
I think that might be a little too obvious, too cute by half. Before we continue into the program, this part of News and Views is brought to you by Montgomery Men's Health. And so, men, you need to listen up. You know, it could be you've been going to the gym a lot.
Yeah.
Like, you really are. You've been eating all right.
Yeah.
And yet, you're always tired. In fact, you're gaining a lot of weight around the middle and losing muscle mass, even though you're doing the right things. And then, in general, you don't sleep well, but then, as you try to get up and going, you're not energetic at all.
Yeah.
Having trouble sleeping. It's a vicious cycle. It's no fun whatsoever. The problem could be low T, low testosterone. It can affect your energy, your sleep patterns, how well you're doing in the gym. It can even affect your libido, and a low libido is no fun.
No fun
so
for nobody.
You can, here's the good news, figure out if low testosterone is what's troubling you by just stopping by Montgomery Men's Health for only $99 in an hour or less. They can get you your testosterone numbers. And if your problem is low T, low testosterone, well, they have treatments there at Montgomery Men's Health that can truly change your life. Most men, after treatment, experience higher energy, better gains in the gym.
Brother.
That's right, brother. Better mental clarity, improved sleep patterns, and you might even notice an increased sex drive.
Nothing wrong with that.
Nothing wrong with that at all. So check out Montgomery Men's Health today. And they don't just do testosterone treatments. They can also help you. Maybe you got a little issue there.
Yeah.
Like you got the desire, you can't perform. They can help you with that.
That happens.
They certainly can. Or prostate troubles or whatever it is. They can really help you, specializing in the health care that men need. They're really reinventing men's health care here in the River Region. So that number for Montgomery Men's Health is 440-3663. That's 440-3663. Or you can always go to montgomerymenshealth.com and be sure when you call or stop by to tell them that Joey from News and Views sent you. Now, I want to shift gears here, and this is a couple days old, but it's really, really good. It's what I broached, what I brought up with Judge Napolitano. This back and forth and fighting using the intelligence agencies, top level law enforcement, yada, yada, yada. It is really undermining, I think, people's trust in the rule of law. I guess whatever it takes, I suppose. But here is Victor Davis Hanson, and he's going to lay out what the stakes are here. Initially, Will Kane, who is a rising star. I remember seeing Will Kane years ago. I think he was one of the first anchors on The Blaze when Glenn Beck first started it up. Now, of course, you're seeing Will Kane all over Fox News these days. But let's listen into Victor Davis Hanson, well-known historian, classicist, specialist in war history, actually. Let's listen in.
Why has what we've watched over the last 24 hours taken place? Why have they targeted Donald Trump?
Well, they're afraid in the short term, but in long term, they believe they're morally superior to America, and therefore any means necessary are justifiable for their morally superior ends. And right now, we don't have the rule of law in Washington. Whether you're targeted or exempt depends on your ideology. So in the past, when there was a dispute over the archives of presidential papers, Barack Obama just said, I'm not going to turn them over, the freedom of information. He spent $30 million resisting efforts to do that. George Bush had an executive order and said, you know what, I'm not going to do this. And that was adjudicated. And now we go after a president and go to his house with 30 agents. In the past, when a high official was called for a congressional subpoena, Eric Holder just said, I'm not going, and I'm not turning over any of this fast and furious. The idea that you would put him in shackles or you'd confront him with his family and grab his phone is just ridiculous. But this is what we're doing on ideological basis. And when you start to do that, you don't have a democracy anymore. And I don't think we do. The second thing is this January 6th committee, Will, is sort of like a French Robespierre committee on public safety. To be on that committee, you have to have one criteria, and you had to vote to impeach Donald Trump. If you're a Republican, there was one other qualification. You had to be politically inert with no future. And it was deductive. It started with the premise that we're going to destroy Donald Trump, and then we're going to bring in witnesses, and we're going to allow narratives for that end. There's going to be no cross-examination. There's going to be no disinterested counsel. We know that when Dick Cheney himself made a commercial, and he bragged about his daughter that she was the one power that could stop Donald Trump.
You made this point earlier, that the Dick Cheney thing just gave you the creeps.
Oh, it did, big time.
Yeah.
But that's not what her job is on that committee. It's to be disinterested. It's to be inductive. It's to find out what happened on January 6th, not start with a boast that you're going to destroy Donald Trump and make the witnesses and the testimony fit that. And finally, I never thought I would say this. The FBI is beyond redemption. It's all of its bureaus and its institutions have to be farmed out and broken up. If you have a warrant, an FBI warrant, there's no guarantee that that has not been altered. If you subpoena and you want FBI records on phones with a Mueller, they will be wiped clean. If you want disinterested legal counsel, look at Lisa Page and Peter Strzok. If you're the FBI and you want to find out why Hillary Clinton has hired a foreign national to find dirt on a political opponent, then you will hire that same foreign national. And you look at the last four directors. We just saw Christopher Wray, and he just stonewalled every question, and then he flew on an FBI plane, our plane, a luxury jet, because he had to go to his own vacation spot. He took over, remember, from Andrew McCabe. What did he do? He lied four times to federal investigators, and his wife was running for an office with Clinton-related PAC money while he was investigating Hillary Clinton's email scandal. He took over from James Comey, who leaked confidential memos written on FBI devices to the media, and then when he was called before Congress on 245 occasions, he said he didn't know or didn't remember. Anybody listening to this tries out with the IRS and they're going to go to jail. And he took over from Robert Mueller, whose entire special counsel case was based on two premises. The information that was false in the Steele dossier and the shenanigans of the Clinton-hired GPS disinformation firm. And when he was asked specifically, he said under oath he knew nothing about either entity. And so this is very ironic because all of this is destroying this country. And it comes from the people who warned us, democracy dies in darkness. And they have descended upon us the greatest cloud of autocracy and illiberality in the history of this republic. And we're going to have to do something and hope and pray that the House is under new leadership. And then it will be up to Kevin McCarthy and Republicans, as you say, to reply in kind. I don't want to live in a country where Kevin McCarthy tears up the State of the Union address as soon as Joe Biden gives it. I don't want to live necessarily in a country when Kevin McCarthy says no squad member is going to be on any House committee or Mitch McConnell is going to go to the Supreme Court and yell about Supreme Court justices. But that's what we're at. And let's pray to God the Republicans can save us.
You're, of course, referring to the actions by Nancy Pelosi and the Democrats over the past several years.
Victor Davis Hanson, folks. Fantastic. I love his books, by the way. You ever read his book on the Peloponnesian War, Eddie?
I can't say that I have.
It's good. How about his book, Carnage? It's really cool.
Is that a thick book?
No, actually, that one's pretty thin.
No, can't say.
He picks different battles throughout European history and how the Western world tends to fight differently than other parts of the world.
I must have missed that one.
How about his book, The Second World War? It's more modern history.
No, can't say I have. Can't say I have.
Have you read a book at all recently?
The last book I read was, I'm reading one.
We'll give you some time.
I'm reading one now that I can't think of his name, Cam Marston.
Oh, you're reading his book?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, the guy on the radio?
Yeah.
Oh, cool.
I don't need more useless trivia. I've got a ton of that in my head.
Mm-hmm.
I need a way to make money now. So that's kind of what I'm doing.
Remember those commercials back in the day? The guy wearing the crazy suits.
Oh, yeah. I seen him the other day. Seen him on a new commercial.
Oh, he's still around?
Somebody asked, hey, what happened to that guy who wore the crazy suits? And then on TikTok or somewhere, they found him. And sure enough, man, he's still hacking stuff out there. He's calmed down a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
But he did acknowledge in one interview that not everything he said was exactly true.
Shocking. Yeah. Before we hit this break, this part of the program brought to you by Physical Therapy and Balance Center of Prattville. And Dawn Sexton and her team folks there at Physical Prattville can help you get your balance back. They specialize in folks who have balance issues or just walking trouble, especially if you just hurt yourself, like it's some accident, like an ankle injury, a knee injury, hip injury, maybe a mild stroke recently. They can help you recover from that. Or it could be more chronic, long-term problem, like inner ear problems or vision problems. All this can cause imbalances and walking issues, or it could just be a psychological block where you're a little traumatized after having a slip and fall. Whatever it is, Dawn Sexton and her team should be able to pinpoint what the problem is and then help you out. The way to get the ball rolling on that process is just call Dawn and her team at 595-9990. That's 595-9990. And ask about a free balance test. It's a quick, easy test. They give you a score at 18 points. And then as you go through a few weeks of therapy, whether with their cutting-edge methods like virtual reality therapy or their 360 walking track or more traditional rehab methods, after that schedule, that first little tranche of therapy, they're going to retest you. So see if you improve from your baseline score when you first walked into the store. So check them out today. Again, that number for physical therapy and balance center at Prattville, 595-9990, 595-9990. Ask about that free balance test, and be sure to tell Dawn and her team that Joey from News & Views sent you. More News & Views from 9 till noon when we come back.
Want to carry News Talk in your pocket? Download the News Talk 93.1 app from the App Store. Available on iPhone and Android. Never miss a moment. Download now.
Hi there, I'm Kim Williams with Alabama Home Mortgage.
And I'm Madeline Cannon, and we are united to save our veterans money. Don't call the lenders with veterans in their name. Call the lender with veterans in their blood. As the children of military veterans, Kim and I understand what it means to serve, and we appreciate you.
VA mortgage rates have been low for quite some time, but today, VA rates trump them all. A Navy veteran in Prattville purchased his home 2 years ago. After hearing how much money we were saving other veterans, he picked up the phone and gave us a call. He was amazed to find he could lower his interest rate by more than 2%, saving him $283 a month. It gets better. Hold on to your hat. No appraisal, no income verification, no out-of-pocket, no hassle.
These amazingly low rates will go up. It's not a matter of if, but when. Call us to make your mortgage great again. Call Alabama Home Mortgage, the preferred VA lender, today at 567-4223 or visit us online at myalabamahomemortgage.com. That's Alabama Home Mortgage, because there is a difference in mortgage companies.
NMLS 1586-368, Equal Housing Lender.
Sweetheart?
Yeah?
I've been thinking, I'm tired of this house.
What? You want
to
move?
Yeah, but we'd have to do some updating, you know, to get top dollar.
Updating really does make a lot of sense, especially when you're talking about lighting. That's where Crosby Electric comes in. They'll help you choose a stunning pendant fixture over your bathroom sink, dramatic flush mount lighting over your kitchen island, maybe some LED panels to backlight your countertops. Energy-saving LED lighting has really come down in price. Or how about a new ceiling fan that moves air more efficiently than fans built only 10 years ago? The bottom line, updating your lighting almost always delivers a full return on your investment.
Well, sweetheart, the house looks fabulous.
Yeah.
Guess I'll put out the for sale sign.
Wait.
What?
I don't wanna move.
Find out how to turn your house into the home you'll never want to leave. Visit CrosbyElectric.com or call 272-2085.
School is back, but the Biscuits Boys of Summer are still baking fresh memories at Riverwalk. Join us for Back to School Weekend, presented by Whataburger, August 16th through the 21st. Back to School Weekend includes College Night, featuring a Thursday t-shirt giveaway presented by the U.S. Air Force, Whataburger Teacher Appreciation Night on Friday, Family Faith Night with Max Fireworks on Saturday, and wraps up with a backpack giveaway on Sunday, presented by Whataburger. For more information, visit BiscuitsBaseball.com or call the box office at 323-BALL.
Kennedy for Alabama is a political talk show where we discuss the real issues impacting our Alabama communities. Listen Sundays at 2 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 or find us online at kennedyforalabama.org.
This hour of News & Views is brought to you by our good friends at Cole Plumbing, 279-8919. Cole Plumbing is number one in the number two business. You don't have to dig a hole. They have proprietary pipelining technology. Ask them about their tankless water heaters. Remember, when you have trouble with your bowl, call on Cole.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Riverside Chevrolet Wetumpka. If it's Chevy, it's Riverside. Best price, best selection. Check them out on the web at riversideusa.net.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. Get ready for a hot August day. There'll be some spotty storms, but not many. Today's high temperature in the middle 90s and mainly widely scattered, isolated hit or miss storms this afternoon and this evening. Tonight's low down to about 73. We'll be in the mid 90s again on Wednesday, but showers and thunderstorms become more numerous and maybe a few stronger storms possibly. Then Thursday and Friday, look for scattered to numerous showers and thunderstorms, especially in the afternoon and evening hours. And the temperatures come down just a bit with highs in the upper 80s. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
At ASC Credit Union, we finance fun with rates as low as 4.00%. Financing your next adventure is easier than ever. Apply online or visit your local branch today. ASC Credit Union, your life, your goals, your ASE. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Looking for insurance, or maybe you're just not satisfied with your current carrier? How does quality coverage with local service and competitive rates sound to you? The folks at Stark Agency offer just that. Whether you need insurance for your business, car, home, or life, Stark Agency can help. As an independent insurance agency with over 20 of the top insurance carriers, Stark is sure to find the perfect match for you and your loved ones. Visit their site at starkagency.com or give them a call at 334-263-5535 for a quote today.
And now, another Guardian Credit Union story.
Hey, Mom.
Hi, dear. I was about to run some errands. Do you need anything at the store?
Well, since you asked, I need a new refrigerator and a laptop so the kids can do their schoolwork.
Okay, that's not exactly what I meant.
And new tires for the car.
Oh, my goodness. I was just going to the grocery store.
Well, you asked me what I need. I need all these things.
Oh, honey, what you need is a loan from Guardian. It'll connect you to everything you need and save you money, too. Guardian helped me when I had to get a hot water heater last month.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Go to Guardian's website at myguardiancu.com or give them a call. Their number is 334-244-9999. I can't get you a laptop, but I'll be happy to grab some cookies for the kids.
Connect with Guardian Credit Union today for all your lending needs. Federally insured by NCUA. Equal Housing Opportunity.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
From 9 till noon, final segment here of the program. So, about 7 minutes left. What have we learned today, Eddie?
That you like to hang out with nerds.
Sure, I do.
On the weekend.
I do like to hang out with nerds. Nerds tend to know things.
Yeah, like other nerds. But yeah.
And nerds make the world go around, man.
I thought it was fat bottom girls.
It used to be.
Oh, really?
Yeah, we've gone to nerds.
Oh,
yeah, we're devolving.
I did not know
ways.
That.
In oh, many ways.
We also learned that the FBI is crooked.
Yeah, we continue to learn that.
There's T-shirts going around. I just saw that Marjorie Taylor Greene is selling that says defund the FBI.
What do you think of old Marjorie there?
She's a nut job, but I like her. I don't care.
I like a lady who can do pull-ups.
Right. I mean, they're extremists on every end of this. Mm-hmm. I don't dislike her. I think she's an extremist on our side, but on this side of things. And
have you ever seen her in a long form conversation?
No.
Where she's not doing a big thing?
I've never seen her. Just
she seems
her.
Like a lot of people we know, actually.
Really? See, that's just it.
She's a business owner, contractor.
Just not seen her doing her bits. Like that's right. I can imagine.
It's kind of this way with a lot of these folks. They're performing.
Yeah, you have to get your message out there and to get people to look at you. Yeah, I get that.
Right. Well, we learned from Judge Napolitano that they're using the Espionage Act against Donald John Trump.
Now, does that scream desperation for you? Because that's what I heard.
It screams more insecurity and that they don't want him to run again.
Boy, you don't think they want him to run again, do you?
Yeah,
I mean,
geez,
Louise.
We'll see how this all develops, but there are a lot of moving parts to all this nonsense.
Yeah. I just...
We learned that Diet Coke turned 40 years old today.
It's killing people. And we learned that Ashley, she taught us some more tips and tricks for pest control.
Ah, yes.
Yeah.
You ever have to take out a black widow?
Yep.
Oh, really?
Oh, yeah, man. When we used to doing construction, you'd find them. And again, it's something I didn't know until we got the construction field. Oh, they're everywhere.
Oh, yeah, they're everywhere. And they're dangerous, right?
Yeah, especially the first couple times because, you know, you're like, oh, my God, it's a black widow. Everything I've been told my whole life, this thing looking at me is going to kill me.
Right. Oh, sure.
So, yeah.
Not as bad as a brown recluse, though, right?
No, I had a friend that got bit by that. I seen the damage. It was awful. He didn't have insurance. It was awful.
Oh, and by the way, I didn't cover this last week. Did you see the story? And this is just a thing that you got to stay aware of when you're on the coast.
Yeah.
The guy got the flesh-eating bacteria.
No, I didn't know that was coming back around.
No, and he was fishing. I think he cut himself and some water got in there.
It doesn't take much.
And he felt fine, and then it started to grow and grow and grow and grow.
That happens a lot in Florida.
At a certain time of the year,
yeah,
right?
Yeah, a lot, man. And that's something I didn't ever hear of as a kid until we've gotten older. And it happens now. I'd say we hear it a couple times a year, and not just in saltwater. You hear about it in creeks and things like that as well.
Right.
I didn't know that was out there. I don't like that. I'd rather be struggling with quicksand.
Well, we're also learning the gas prices are coming down.
Really? Are they down back where they were?
No, they're not. Not that low. But, you know, coming down some.
Well, I did see some profit sheets come out for the oil companies.
Oh, really?
They did pretty dang good, I got to be honest.
Well, I think they're going to do well no matter what we do.
I've really never seen a bad report come out for them. Kind of like airlines. You know, the next time the airlines comes out with a crappy report, we just give them billions of dollars and they charge us more for our luggage.
Like during COVID.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's a load of crap.
Right.
Load of crap.
What else did we learn today? Did you ever read a book in ages?
No, I'm reading a book now.
That doesn't count.
Oh. Well, the last one I read you didn't like. It was about that creepy hotel owner.
The creepy hotel owner?
Yeah, he spied on
us. Oh,
the
one that filmed on everything? Yeah. Oh, yeah, man.
Which is a true story.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
They were up to some weird things in the 60s.
Yeah, and the 80s.
You know what book I'm going through right now? Actually, number two in the trilogy.
It's probably dated 1946.
Nope, no, this is newer.
Really?
Yeah, well, it's newer, but it's about very, very old stories.
Written in the last 5 years?
Yeah.
Okay. And it's about 1946?
I think it was written like 2019.
Okay.
And the audiobooks came out. Stephen Fry, you know that fella?
Stephen Fry.
The British dude?
Not off the top of my head.
No, it's his, the first book's called Mythos, second one's called Heroes, the last one's called Troy. He essentially retells in a really compelling, dramatic way Greek mythology. It's actually pretty awesome. Just got through Heracles, or what people know as Hercules, last night.
I went to Troy. I got on the Trojan horse. You read all that stuff. I live life, Joey.
Wait, so you went to North Africa?
No, I went to Turkey, where the Trojan horse is.
Oh, yes. Is it the actual Trojan horse?
Yes.
You sure about that?
They remade it.
Oh, they remade it.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, I went to Troy, Joey. That was you keep reading your books. I'm going to keep living life.
No, some of those stories are great. No, actually, I'm listening to that one.
That's even lazier.
No, I know.
I
got things to do. I got to work out and whatnot. Folks, if you can tell, as soon as our phone system stopped working, I stopped giving a damn. I'm so tired of this crap. We were trying to do a talk radio show, and every other week the phones go out. The heck is this? And I'm not even mad at anybody here.
No, this is a big government, buddy. This didn't used to happen when Trump was in charge. Just saying.
Thanks, Biden.
Just saying.
And, of course, we learned today that Jill Biden has COVID. I hope she's okay.
I believe she'll be fine.
And also, somebody posed the question today out there on the interwebs.
Yeah?
Ever seen Jill Biden and Alice Cooper in the same room? Especially when Alice Cooper is rocking that blonde hair.
I have not.
Look into it. I think they might be the same person, Joe Biden and Alice Cooper.
Well, Alex Cooper's much smarter than Jill Biden will ever be, so he must dumb it down when he becomes her.
Now, next time you see the First Lady, Eddie, just ask her, could you sing Feed My Frankenstein or whatever the name of the song is?
School's out.
I just remember that from the Wayne's World movie. We're not worthy. We're not worthy.
You're not.
We suck. Y'all stay tuned. Some Straight Talk with April Maria is next.